The only great hall of Hogwarts. It was one of the first sets ever constructed for the films, and as you can see, it's also one of the largest. The Great Hall stood for over 10 years over in Soundstage B before being moved here piece by very precious piece for your tour today. Now everyone, I know it's very tempting to stop between those doorways and take loads of pictures of this amazing set, but please, do keep making your way all the way inside of the Great Hall, because the sooner we get those doors closed, they actually make for a fantastic photo opportunity. Now as you enter the Great Hall, you probably couldn't help but notice the incredible floating candles just above your heads. Now they've been rigged there by our special effects team, and they rigged over 400 floating candles just for our Return to Azkaban feature, exactly how they would have done it during early production filming. Now I say early production filming because this is the original technique we use by using real candles with real flames, and we'll suspend them from the ceiling using fine tungsten wire connecting to motorised rigging, and then they'll be lit live on set ready for filming. But during the filming time, this set was very partial for us, so every time a gust of wind would come in, it would cause those flames to flicker, catching lights to the tungsten wires, and then all those candles would fall on set, even when the actors were in here. So, due to safety, the filmmakers thought it would be the best idea to completely change these candles out with fake and dry candles along with the rest of the ceiling, of course, with the style of clouds of stars and each of the storms. But not to worry, the candles that you see here today are completely fake. They've been fitted with the LED lights to give you that flickering light effect. Now, moving on from something that was fake onto something that's really real, I invite you all now to join me with giving the floor a stomp like this. And you'll be able to feel that it's made out of complete real York flagstone, and that's what you'll find in castles up and down the country. Now, during the first part of film, the filmmakers knew that this floor was going to go through a lot of wear and tear, but they wanted it to survive a very, very long time, so they decided to make it out of real York flagstone, and as you can see, it survived all those years, and it survived some of the biggest scenes in the Harry Potter film series, such as the sorting ceremony. Now, speaking of the sorting ceremony, just like Harry, Ron and Hermione would have done in that scene, you walk through the Great Hall doors, down the centre aisle, all the way up to the teacher's table, which is where I'd like to draw your attention to now, because just for our Return to Azkaban feature, we've recreated the scene for the Prisoner of Azkaban, where the students are welcomed back for another year of Hogwarts with Professor Flitwick's very talented frog choir. And they're singing their own rendition of a song called Double Double Toil and Trouble. Now, if you can't remember what that song sounds like, not to worry, we're going to remind you what it sounds like now. Now, of course, we're joined here by the students' robes of the frog choir, the frogs themselves, and our one and only conductor, Professor Flitwick, played by Warwick Davis. Now, everyone, here comes your first fun fact of the day, and it's about our frogs. Now, they've been made by our creature effects team, and they actually made them to be hand puppets. So what they're meant to be used for is the actors to place their hand inside, and they can go ahead and puppet in the frogs themselves. And the idea was how the actors act, sing, and puppet in the frogs all at the same time, so it's absolutely perfectly filmed. But, of course, they make it out of material called silicone to give it a real skin look. But because it's made out of silicone, it means they're very, very heavy to hold. So the actors are only being 13 and 14 years old at the time, struggling quite a lot to do all three at the same time. But thanks to their very long Hogwarts robes, the creature effects team have the idea to hide behind the robes off-screen and puppeteer the props for the actors so they can finish filming it all together, of course, take a lot of stress off them, and they get ready for the movie's release. Now everyone, when you do end up re-watching The Prisoner of Azkaban again, which I'm pretty sure you're going to do after today, good luck trying to find the creature effects team that hid behind the actors. I'm still looking for them today, we hit them very well, so if you do find them, please let me know. But everyone, your time in the Great Hall is slowly coming to an end, just a few more things before you go today. If you manage to pick up one of our student tour passports, please be on the lookout for the, of course, 7 stamping locations, 16 double stitches, and just for our Return to Azkaban feature, you can use our Marauders map in 4 different locations to find out where Scabbers have been hiding. Now, if you haven't got one of these and you would like one, you can pick them up at the Gryffindor common room, where our first stamp is next to the Fat Lady. And we also have our first location for our Scabbers map as well. Now, your first double stitch is hanging right by that left archway there, and your second double stitch is not in these ones, it's out in the candles outside. Now, if you've got yourself a green lanyard with a digital guide, your tour starts at the director's and producer's board. Be on the lookout for the number of icons throughout the tour today. And also, if you want some refreshments, we'll be serving them midway through the tour, where you can get yourself some buttermilk and ice cream. But everyone, thank you so much for listening to me today. If you're talking to me, you can see some time.
minutes in, Bella's saying, this is all right, you have 6 minutes.
Take your 5% passport twice from the objective.